This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Sydney's Hope 103.2. Hello, Laura with you, minus Duncan, today at 8 after 8. Really pleased to be joined in the studio by Karen Payne. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is kind of cool because you have teamed up with Colin Buchanan, who's also on the line with us this morning. Hello, Colin.
Good morning. The new breakfast duo at 103.2.
Karen, Duncan's Laura. Decided to be cheeky and not join us. What a lazy little dude.
Well, that's all right.
The truth is out.
It's nice to have a bit of, you know, look, we love the female presence, but just bringing a little bit of that male gravity back to the program.
Totally. We need you, Colin. Now, you and Karen have decided to team up for a new album called Living on the Rock. It's a collection of hits, basically, for kids to hear really Bible-based music. Why did you guys decide to do it?
Well, do you want to answer or do you want me to answer, Karen?
You can start and I will finish you off.
Well, I was asked, would I like to collaborate with Karen? And, of course, we'd collaborated on Play School, which was a lovely opportunity in years past. And you know, we've bumped heads over the years and, you know, Karen's been an encouragement to me as someone who's not only been involved in working with kids and entertaining kids and, you know, putting your heart and soul into that, but also as someone who's walked with the Lord and, you know, sought to be faithful to Him. And so it just seemed like a great opportunity to, you know, pool our talents together and for me to do something that's different because I've been a bit of a lone soldier over a lot of years. And now that may be completely different to Karen's answer.
No, actually, it's pretty much on the same line. I'm going to sound like I'm copying everything you just said, but I have always wanted to at one point collaborate with Colin, and for the same reasons, because I guess, yeah, we have this very similar experience and we've worked with children and with Play School, and there's that element where we understand each other on that level. But also beyond that is that, yeah, we both love God and we walk with God. And that's just when you get two people together, you know, who understand that and can work with that and create something and bring kids to a great understanding of how to follow Jesus and love Him. It's a privilege and an honour. And to work with Colin on that is just, yeah.
Yeah, and people can sometimes be jealous of children's entertainers because you get to have so much fun. You play so many games as adults that the rest of us just wish we could. Colin, what is it that you love so much about being a kids entertainer? Because as you say, you've been doing this for a while.
Well, I have, and I think actually what qualifies you the most to be someone who works with children is if you've actually been a child yourself. And that's very important. Most of us qualify on that level, but many of us forget what it's like to be a child. And I remember very early in the piece, it might have been my first studio Play School, Helen Martin, who was the early childhood advisor on Play School, just leant into me during a break in rehearsals and said, "You just remember Elliot, he's down the other end of that camera." Well, Elliot's just got married and he's 26 years old now. But back then he was 4 or 5, and it was really just remember that 4 or 5 year old at the other end of the camera. So it's remembering what it's like to be a 4 or 5 year old, but they never asked you to stop being an adult, and that's a great thing too, that you can be yourself. I'm not a child anymore, but to really, you know, plug into the beauty and simplicity and honesty and joy of childhood is a really very precious thing indeed.
Yeah, and I mean, Karen, talking of Play School, you guys obviously got to team up and have a lot of fun in your era of Play School, and it celebrated 50 years. How did you guys feel about that?
Oh, man, that was just amazing. I felt like, excited, sentimental, just like so many memories and just so privileged and just so blessed to be a part of such an awesome show, and that formula has continued to last from when, I know I first started in 98, and I, you know, still doing it now, and it still works, you know, because of that, you know, that element of play, inclusiveness, creativity, education, and, you know, those elements have just lasted throughout time, and you just kind of go, wow, that is amazing, and it's going to keep on lasting, you know, and you know it.
Yeah, there's such longevity in it. Well, Karen, Colin, it's been such a joy to have both of you. There are going to be families who want to grab a copy of Living on the Rock. What is the key thing that you'd love for them to take away from the album?
Oh, Colin. There's so many things.
Yeah, there's lots there, but, you know, living on the rock is something that you can do. You know, Jesus is the rock, and whether you're old or young, Jesus says, follow me. And it's a life of, he solves the problem of our frailty and our failures and our sin, but he also gives us life in a really abundant sort of way. And I hope that the album, you know, puts a little bit of, is something that helps kids and families think about what it means to be living on the rock, how wonderful it is, you know, how they can face the challenges, and they can do that with joy and with music. They can sing along the way, which is really precious.
Yeah. I think that the other day I was just listening to one of the songs, and I realised, you know, for me as an adult, and even having made the album, I thought, my gosh, that is still so important to me. And that means, like, so much to me to keep following Jesus, to keep him as my foundation and my rock. And I realised this, yeah, like Colin says, not just for kids, but it's for adults. And, you know, it's fun, but behind it is God's truth, God's word, his love, his grace.
Karen Pang and Colin Buchanan, thank you guys so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no worries.
All right, well done.
See you later. You guys have a good day.